Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Or maybe it's not coming from the Gulf. Either way, there's going to be a 60% chance for showers and then highs of 64, partly cloudy. And looks like we're going to have a kind of mixed bag of rain, not rain, not rain, not. Mike Dettelier joins us right now talking about the Senior Bowl. And before we get to that, Michael, well, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
Second, before we get to the Senior Bowl, tell me about Eli Manning. He's set to announce his retirement today. From the time you watched him growing up here to college, et cetera, your thoughts about him and compare and contrast to Peyton, if you would.
Listen, that's tough because you're always going to think about being compared to your dad first and then your older brother. Some big moccasins you got to walk in. Hank Stram used to always tell me, he called him Easy Eli, you know, just laid back, really a really, really nice guy, different personality than Peyton in a lot of ways. The guy that was, you think about, you look at the history of this league, and the Patriots in their run, and he hit them the tripwire, not once, but twice. Mm-hmm. Guys that have played with him just talked at the highest level of him as a player, as a guy that they would run through the wall for. He was their leader. Now, he did it a different way than Peyton. Peyton was a big-time take charge, sort of, hey, this is going to be done my way. And it worked for him, and he'll go down as one of the all-time greats. Eli's career was a little bit more of the rocky road, where he didn't have all that talent around him that Peyton was blessed with, and Peyton be the first one to tell you. It was, you know, with the Marvin Harrison, with a Reggie Wayne, a Dallas Clark, Ederton James. The Bill Polian did a nice job building that team and then surrounding Peyton with a lot of really good talent. With the Giants, it wasn't that way. Winning on the road, not once but twice, come playoff time, that's what Eli did to get to the Super Bowl. And then to win it twice, a lot of people are going to debate Hall of Fame stuff, okay? And it's all subjective, but he's going in. But talk about different personalities. It's totally different between him and Peyton. But you can't write the last 25 years of history in the NFL and Eli Manning not be involved because there's been only one dynasty, one. That's the Patriots. And you might say, oh, he was lucky once. You lucky twice? Yeah. No, he was a damn good quarterback in this league. And, you know, it's he knew the end of the road was there. And it was somewhat forecast by older brother. Because this was 2 years ago, I asked Peyton at the Manning camp. What's the first thing you lose, you know, when you, toward the end, he was like, you know, Mike, with me, it was all those shoulder injuries and that sort of thing. But he said, you know, the first thing you lose is your power from the waist down, your inability to get away from people. He said, you know what, you don't have to be super fast, but you got to be able to get away from the rush. But he said, it's some of those power throws that you get from the waist down, you don't have it anymore. So he said, it's not so much the arm strength, it's so much the power that you build up from the waist down. And I look at Eli the last couple of years, his inability to get away from people, and he couldn't power through those throws. So we had on Archie a couple of days before the national championship game, and he, you know, asked about Eli, and he was like, well, he's contemplating what his next move's going to be. Listen, when you got to think about it, then you know it's time to go. But he's a Hall of Famer.
Hang on. We can pick it up here. We come back because you just said if you're contemplating it, then it's time to go. But Drew Brees is contemplating it, as I understand. So does that apply to him? And the other thing I would ask you, Mike, when we come back, let's flip the script. Let's put Eli in with Peyton's teams. Let's put Peyton with the Giants. And how does the story change, if at all? Mike Dettelier's, I guess. The other thing is, when it comes to Hall of Fame, people a lot of times with quarterbacks count Super Bowl rings, right? Well, both of them have two, but as Mike just told you, Eli's two are against the Patriots. Does that count for any more? 621, more when we return. Traffic now on WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker talking to Mike Dettelier. Quickly, New York has a new law that says you have to take cash if you're in business. Not long ago, people would not take anything but cash. But our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, do you prefer to use cash or a card? And two-thirds are saying card. As for me, I'm a cash guy. Mike, what about you? You carry that big wad of cash with the rubber band around it?
Yeah, I prefer cash, too. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Can't get hacked, can't get anything. Nothing will be stolen when you're paying him with cash. All right, so you talked about Eli, and I'm not trying to play, you know, defense lawyer or anything, but you mentioned that if it's time to contemplate, it's time to go. Does that carry over to Drew Brees, or is that a different case?
Well, I didn't hear Drew say, I'm contemplating it. I heard Drew say, well, I'm taking a few weeks off with the kids, decompress a little bit, and then, come on, he's already told you he's coming back. So that's a totally different
animal. I didn't
know
that. He did say he was coming back?
Yeah, he said it right after the season was over with. So he's coming back. I mean, but Drew is sometimes, listen, we all been in that spot. You might say something, you say, man, I wish I would have said it a little bit differently. And he made a comment a couple days ago that, you know, somewhat almost indicated that I'm not going to I'm thinking about it. But that's not the case because he flipped the script yesterday and talked about, you know, his return back to the game and that his kids would want him to play until he's 60 years old.
Well, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so in that part, you know, you get it. But with Eli, I think he knew the end was near. Just he wasn't the same player anymore. And I think you know it before anyone else. Mm-hmm. When it's time to go. Because, again, you aren't the same guy. And you're taking more hits than you did earlier in your career. And you can't get away. And you can't make the throws anymore. Drew Brees, look at it this way. Other than the final game, he was on the verge of breaking his own completion record. So yeah, that's pretty doggone good. He was the NFL December Player of the Month. So and that's totally different than how Eli ended it.
And I guess it has a big difference between the team that he's on and the chances of going anywhere, right?
Well, ain't nobody going nowhere in New York.
That's what
I mean. You know, you ain't going to no playoffs or nothing like that. So it's a difficult spot. And then he sees, you know, the way the Giants are being run today, I think they're running it right into the ground. Mm-hmm. And it's clearly you can see from the head coaches that they've picked the last couple years, them jettisoning the one big weapon they had in Odell Beckham Jr., and, you know, they do have a tremendous football player in Saquon Barkley. But, you know, again, they seem to be down the street. They don't know where to turn off.
And it's still a Marizan on that team, right?
Still, but, you know, sometimes you make good decisions in business and sometimes you don't. Man, and they haven't.
That's sad in New York, the New York Giants. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We come back. We'll pick it up. We will get to the Senior Bowl. And I do want to ask you about changing cleats. You put Peyton in Eli's cleats and follow his history through the game and in the NFL, and you put Eli in Peyton's cleats and the different teams, different cast of characters, et cetera, how that would play out. If you have any questions or comments for Mike, 260-1870, I'd like to hear from you. Don't forget, we'll have a cash word coming up for you at 7:59, first of the day, in a $1,000 Intercom National Cash Giveaway. We will get it going at 7:59, and we'll have a word for you all the way up until 4 o'clock. More with Mike in a moment. Right now, we pause for WWL First News, and for that, we go to Dave Cohen. 6:45, quarter till 7, Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL and college football analyst. We're going to talk about the Pro Bowl, not the Pro Bowl, the Senior Bowl. But since Eli is retiring, let me pose this to you, Mike. You put Eli in Peyton's situation throughout his career. You put Peyton in Eli's situation throughout his career. What are we talking about today? What's happened? What's different? What's changed?
That's always tough to do. Mm-hmm. That's like saying, okay, keep Babe Ruth with the Boston Red Sox. Have the Portland Trail Blazers pick Michael Jordan instead of Sam Bowie. Terry Bradshaw always talks about, you know, when he came out, both the Steelers and the Bears had the same record. It was settled on a coin flip, and the Steelers won it. What if he'd ended up in Chicago? So that's real difficult to do. I do think the quarterback position is one, the toughest position to play in sports today. And secondly, it's influenced by the people around you more than any other spot. Because if you don't have the right pieces in place, you're not going to win this by yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's just the bottom line. With it's great for sports talk to bring up that sort of scenario, but you know what? That's difficult to say because you speculating on something. Yeah, you have absolutely no clue what would have happened. You only can kind of gauge it off of what you saw. And you know, Peyton will go down as one of the all time greats. You can't say that about Eli. I think he was.
Well, then
he
you was just really, answered the question.
Again, Peyton's legacy might have been different, though.
But Peyton would still be a better quarterback.
He would have been, yeah. But the legacy would have been different. The history of both of them would have been different if they would have ended up in different spots. So it's great to think about. It's
well,
all
but I'm
right.
Saying if you look at it as Eli was not surrounded by the same cast as Peyton, well, then it's not a team sport, right? I mean, it is a team sport. You don't do it all by yourself.
Total team sport.
So if you're talking about skills, maybe that's what I'm trying to ask you. If you're talking about quarterback skills, throwing the ball, running, reading defenses, et cetera, you're saying advantage Peyton with no issue.
Oh, it was advantage Peyton, but you're comparing comparing Eli to one of the all-time greats. So, again, it's difficult to do. I mean, you just think about, you know, the Manning family, and you've got two sons that went to the Super Bowl and won, you know.
Twice.
But Peyton, you know, he was a different cut. Of a player.
Let's move on to Senior Bowl. Who is there that the Saints could be interested in?
Got a ton of receivers there, and this is probably the thickest area of this draft class in 2020, where not only you got first and second round pick, you got third and fourth and fifth round sort of legs to it at that position. So, you know, a few of the guys that have pulled out, one of the guys I really like is Michael Pittman, who went to USC, and he got hurt a little bit, so he sort of yanked himself out. He's the closest thing I've seen to Michael Thomas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of the same background. You know, Mike, his relations with Keyshawn Johnson, and Pittman, his dad was a running back for the Tampa Bay Bucks, and their similarities are there, size-wise, everything else. One of the guys to watch is a young man I've watched last couple of years closely, and Devin Duvernay, It's ways from the bayou, but he's not. He's from University of Texas. You talk about a guy that can run. And, I mean, he's got great speed. And he has really elevated his game the last couple years. But it's your first job interview. Man, you got all of Football America watching you. When you go to the Senior Bowl in Mobile, everybody's there sort of watching you under the big stage. And, listen, you've heard me say this before. Some guys are really good in practice. But you put them in a game, they tighten up a little bit. And some guys are flipped. They may not be the greatest practice players.
Mm-hmm.
You put them with all the lights on, and they got a gear that you may didn't think they have, and they play big. So wide receiver position is one to watch come Senior Bowl, come Saturday. There's a lot of them in this draft class.
We could take a break, come back, pick it up here, and we come back. And I guess it also goes to how other teams have them rated because of how you rate them, Mike, and then who the Saints might have a shot at. And then in terms of needs, where would you put the Saints' needs in order from most pressing to we're pretty good? 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 6:55, 5 before 7, 5 minutes left with Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Mike, you do this for a living, so we already talked about wide receivers. If you're the Saints and you're looking to fill needs, what would be the next highest area? Offensive line?
Well, it would depend on what happens with Andres Pete, and most likely he's going to go elsewhere. But one of the things to remember is, and they've done this, you know, since almost day one with Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, is that they've tried to fill as many needs as they can through veteran free agency to hold that draft choice or the early ones on best player on the board, not to get caught to where you gotta have a certain area. So before we even sort of look at that, they do fill in the needs a lot through veteran free agency. I would say wide receiver, linebacker, cornerback for me, if I'm looking at Saints.
And all of that, of course, is dependent on who you keep and who you're paying, what kind of contract you can strike, right, and all of that. Where are they in the process with that right now? What comes first?
Well, veteran free agency comes first. So, you know, you talking and hopefully can get something done with some of your veteran players before the free agency period starts. And I always think deadlines make you cut a deal. You know, you can say, it won't be until March so-and-so. Normally when it gets close, that's when deals get done.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen in January or early February. It happens much closer to that March deadline, only because deadlines, you know, kind of almost like, I'm going to study for that test. I'm going to study for it. Well, it's tomorrow. I better study for it.
You think
sort of the same way with a contract.
Do you think the Saints going to have any contract issues with Drew, or is that going to be a pretty quick negotiation?
I would think that that's already sort of been talked about, okay, to be honest. And I think they know the area kind of where they're going to have to pay Drew. And he ain't giving the hometown discount.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he's done that already. He did that on the last contract. So you sort of know where you're going to kind of reach with it with Drew. And it's going to be in that, you know, that 27 to 32 area a year. I mean, you know, that's just bottom line. And that's on the sort of the middle range version of quarterbacks today, the way some of the quarterbacks are getting paid.
That would be a one-year deal, Mike? Or how are you talking about guaranteed money, or if you had to guess?
I would think they would probably want to go a two-year deal, probably a one-year deal with an option, which would hold it into the second year. Because they're going to try to kick that can down the road a little bit. Hopefully, with the new bargaining agreement, you'll get more money. You know, the TV money's just rolling in, that you could kind of kick that can a little bit down the road with Drew. Financially. So I would think it'll be a one-year deal with a one-year option, so basically 2 years.
And how much guaranteed?
Well, I'm sure most of it.
Yeah,
I'm sure most of it at that point.
Hi, Mike. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. Pro Bowl, you got any thoughts on that? Cancel it?
No, it's got great ratings, and people still watch.
That's amazing.
I know one thing for players, they want it. You know why? Coin. It's part of their contract. I get picked to go to the Pro Bowl. Man, I get extra money. It might not make a difference to you, you know, if you're a football fan. Makes a difference to them players. They know how to count it.
You think the players like going to Hawaii more than Orlando?
I would.
Yeah, I would too. That's the only thing that that makes me think that, you know what, and it gets the people in Hawaii a chance to see pro football players. Thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Tommy.
All right, 6:15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.